the Dallas Cowboys play what might be their last home game of the season tomorrow. For season ticket holder Andrew Brown, it's been a long season. He doesn't like how the NFL has treated players who kneel during the national anthem. They've been protesting police brutality. He was so angry at the NFL's reaction, he almost boycotted every game, but then he decided to give his tickets away to high school students and law enforcement officers. As Bill Ziebel with member station KERA reports, Brown hopes that the gift builds understanding.
It's 2 hours from game time in Lot J, across from the Cowboys Stadium in Arlington, Texas. This is IT executive Andrew Brown's favorite tailgate spot. His friends gather here. He brought Frito pie, the grill's hot, and the generator's humming. 43-year-old Brown, who's been a Cowboys fan since he was three, introduces his guests, Bryan Adams High School Junior's LaDetrick Tyson, Brian Bartomero, and Dallas County Deputy Sheriff Claiborne Fountain.
How's it going?
It's going good.
Tyson, Brian.
Tyson, Brian?
How you doing?
Yeah, how about you?
It's Officer Fountain.
Brown's here because they are, because he brought them here. He almost didn't. The divisive conflict begun last year by then 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick intensified this year, and Brown about had it.
You got this narrative over here saying all cops are bad, killing black people, and you got these people over here saying we need police officers, black people need to stop doing criminal things. Instead of having those conversations, how do we change the narrative? How do we change the perception?
In Brown's game plan, you put what he considers the most vulnerable players in this conflict together, kids and cops. Is a game the right place for a conversation?
Well, you have to start somewhere. There needs to be a dialogue. And there needs to be communication, and communication is key.
That's Deputy Sheriff Claiborne Fountain.
If there's something going on that you don't understand, you can't move forward with it. But once you sit down and you talk and there's a line of communication open up, it starts to move things forward.
Students Brian and LaDetrick only want to talk about food for now. As they're offered some chili and chicken, Brian says he's always gotten along with officers.
When I see a cop, I don't think of it as a negative thing, because they're here to protect and serve us. So if you don't got nothing to hide, then you shouldn't really feel bad about it. So when I see him, I don't really have any negative feelings towards him.
LaDetrick doesn't have any negative feelings toward police either. Still, he's an African-American teen, so he says his worried mother talked to him about growing up as a person of color.
She think a cop gonna shoot me or shoot somebody in my family one day, I don't know. She was like, just treat him with much respect, don't do too much moving and all that. So they don't think I'm drawing a weapon or anything.
With kickoff approaching, the kids and sheriff head into the stadium. Andrew Brown doesn't just want to build bridges at football games. He and his friends have created a nonprofit, the Stand in the Gap Foundation, that's designed to bring people together to, as its website says, focus on solutions that promote freedom, justice, and equality. April Allen, one of Brown's tailgating friends, has contributed to the foundation.
I think that it will be a success because in the end, the boys are seeing policemen as real people and not people that are trying to hurt them or come after them.
That's Brown's hope. As a kid growing up in Florida, he says police also lived in his poor neighborhood. They played basketball together. There was a semblance of mutual respect and understanding. In Texas, Brown's hoping to recreate that feeling. He only wishes NFL team owners had thought of it first.
These owners are men who own stadiums filled with seats. And if they had just taken a step back, instead of fostering the hateful narrative that's out there, they could have led entire communities in a different direction by putting officers and kids from these neighborhoods in seats together.
For Andrew Brown, bringing them together to build relationships, one game at a time, that's a winning narrative. For NPR News, I'm Bill Ziebel in Dallas.